Well, next, it's day one of 2026, if you hadn't noticed, and tax and social welfare changes from the budget kick in today, included our pension auto-enrolment, a 65-cent increase in the minimum wage and a 10-euro increase in weekly payments for pensioners, carers and people with disabilities. Well, Minister for Social Protection Dara Cleary is on the line now. Minister, Budget 2026 has $1 billion in social protection measures. They kick in today. Give us the headline details.
Well, good afternoon, Keane. Firstly, though, I want to join with the Taoiseach in extending our sympathies to the people of Switzerland and the bereaved and injured in that appalling tragedy overnight, to the first responders, and our thoughts and our prayers are very much with them. In the context of budget and what kicks in today, the main increases, it's €1 billion increase across the board, €10 increase, for instance, for pensioners, for carers, for people with disabilities, record increases in the child support payment. This year, we increased the child support payment for children over 12 by €16 a week, which, by €8 a week of an increase for children under 12. And we'll also see increases in domiciliary care allowance, €20 per month increase. And they all kick in today. And that's a €1 billion investment in individuals, in families and in communities right across the country.
Now, auto enrolment also kicks in today. More than 760,000 workers who are not already in pension schemes will be automatically enrolled into this new system. It's called My Future Fund. Employer groups say it'll cost firms about €25,000 each on average. The minimum wage, it's increasing today as well. We've just been talking about that. You say you're about protecting small businesses. Is auto enrolment just another burden on those businesses?
No, it's not a burden at all. Actually, it's an investment in their staff, the people that make their businesses happen. And, you know, as of now, Cian, we have about 750,000 or so people who have no retirement provisions bar the contributory state pension. And even with the increase on the contributory state pension, which will bring that to €299.30 a week, that's about 15,800. If you allow 750,000 people to go from the average industrial wage, which is around 47,000, down to 15,000, that's going to affect demand. So for every business, auto enrollment and My Future Fund is a way of protecting future demand.
It's about the future indeed, but for employers, it's an extra cost for them.
It's a cost, but it's a cost that we've been getting ready for some time. So they've had a lot of advance notice on this.
Well, since 2019, how many employers have registered at this time?
We've 85,000 employers are registered with over 675,000 employees. So I think there's huge support and huge buy-in to it on the ground.
And
we've engaged extensively, Keane, with the employment and the employer organisations in relation to the design of it. We've engaged in to ensure that the contributions are stepped in over a period of years. And employers have certainty around My Future Fund, a certainty which isn't always there in terms of their costs. They know what the costs will be over the course of the next 10 years. But most importantly, this is an investment in their staff, in the people that make their business happen.
You've had engagement with employers, as you've said. You've also been quite clear that they will face €50,000 in fines if they don't get involved. When are you going to start fining people?
Look, we're going to be quite pragmatic. This is a fundamental change in our landscape. And I think with, you know, over 90% of employers have registered, that's what I'm focused on. I was with Rachel a month ago today on this program when we opened the registration. And to get 85,000 employers with 675,000 employees registered,
that's about
over the
90%.
Course of that month. It's about 90%, but it was over the course of a month where a lot of people were doing other things.
But those who don't sign up will face fines, correct?
If you don't sign up and if you don't engage with NIRSA, NIRSA, the National Automatic Enrollment Retirement Savings Authority, they're the body running this. Yes, you will face fines. But I would say to you, sign up now because your contributions begin from today.
Okay, but community and voluntary groups face these €50,000 fines?
Again, we've been working with colleagues across government who fund such bodies to ensure that they are aware of auto enrollment and to make provision in terms of funding for that. All employers, Keane, are liable for My Future Fund and to fund it for the same reason, as I said. It's an investment in staff. It's an investment in the people that make your organisation happen.
But you said at the beginning of December on Liveline that community and voluntary groups, that you don't want to see them absorbing the costs of this. And you said you'd check with the HSE about additional funding being provided for auto-enrolment for community and voluntary services. Has that been done?
Yes, we've been engaging with all my government colleagues to make sure, and we've been engaging Keane since the beginning of the year. In April, and this I've engaged at ministerial level, my colleagues in the department have engaged at official level. So we're happy that we...
You're happy will there be extra money for them?
Within our own department, we've ensured extra money for all of our organisations, and my ministerial colleagues have assured me but auto enrolment was a priority for those in their budgetary discussions.
And you said you were contacting the HSE about this. What response did
we have engaged at ministerial level, we've engaged at HSE level, and you know, we've certainly been very clear that auto enrolment is a legal requirement and that it shouldn't come at the cost of services. I've been very clear on that too, colleagues.
And look, many people will agree, even employers, that my future fund is good for the future. But will it replace the state pension?
No, I've been very clear on that, Keane. The state pension continues and will continue to be the bedrock of our state pension system. Today, it increases the contributor rate for under 80s, increases to €299.30. For those over 80, the contributory state pension goes over €300 onto €309.30. That will continue to be the basis of it. We have increases in PRSI outlined over the next number of years to keep that fund sustainable in the context of an ageing population.
And that's the context. But opposition parties will say this is just another bill, it's another deduction from people's pay packets, and the cost of living right now can be crippling for lots of people. Do you feel this scheme is coming at the wrong time?
So we've been talking about this for 20 years. We're the last country in the OECD to implement this. And I think we have to implement a scheme because, you know, you cannot have a situation of 750,000 people going into retirement without anything other than that state pension. And the national minimum wage, we've discussed that. That is increasing by 65 cents today to €14.15. That means over 29,500 for somebody on the national minimum wage. My future fund contribution of that per year is just over €442. So it's a small amount, and that €442 gets matched by the employer and gets supported by the state. So their contribution, the deduction now, is going to result in a very, very substantial pot for them on retirement. For somebody the age of 25, they could end up with, say, earning €25,000 a year. They could end up in €196,000 of a My Future Fund pot at the age of 66. For somebody at the age of 50 earning €50,000 a year, they'll end up with €125,000 at the age of 66. That's what we're looking to.
Finally, Minister Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, says that some people in emergency homeless accommodation don't have a housing right in Ireland. Do you agree with him?
Look, he was. I think his remarks were in the context of an overall discussion about homelessness, when homelessness is complex. And we are very focused on addressing every aspect of homelessness.
But do you agree with what he said?
Well, look, I agree that homelessness is very complex and needs to be addressed in a complex way. I'm not getting involved. We need to have a discussion about all the factors that are doing it. We're focused as a government on investing. We will invest this year €564 million in homelessness. You know, there are a lot of people exiting out of homelessness as well. During quarter three, 737 households were prevented from entering emergency accommodation. We want to keep the focus on keeping people out of emergency accommodation, building supply. Okay. That is why the housing plan is as ambitious, and the work that James Brown is doing is so important.
But just going back to what he said, opposition parties have called on Simon Harris to withdraw his comments. You're saying it has to be discussed a little bit more. There's a lot of detail. But are you calling for him to withdraw his comments as well?
No, because it's part of a broader discussion. I think what we need to do is focus our efforts not on on homelessness, on addressing homelessness. That's why we're investing €564 million in homeless, specifically in homeless accommodation this year. That's why we have the housing plan in place, which will address social housing, address affordable housing, and ensure we don't have people depending on homeless. That's the most important focus of this government.
Well, Minister for Social Protection, Dara Cailleary, thank you for joining us this New Year's Day.